Matt, are you insane? What? I can't marry. You know why I can't get married? What's your name?
Shona.
Shona. Okay, Shona. What a beautiful name. Not the way you pronounce it, but generally, it's a beautiful name. Some people have got their name and they don't have a nasal infection. So, Shona. It's not the end of Rocky. Shona. Adrian. You're not trapped down a fucking well, Shona.
Bonus.
Bonus. I'm not strictly speaking in a double act, but sometimes it's nice if a random hooer shouts bonus. It's nice, isn't it? That adds a bit of colour. Bonus. But if you're here, who's walking the streets? That joke wasn't in the show. That's what I like to call bonus. Go on, what?
No, you saw her last time.
I saw her last time.
Yes. So she wants to speak to you again.
Is it? Just take antibiotics, that'll clear up on its own. Hello, how are you? What's your name?
Lucy.
And have we met before?
Yeah, you called me disabled.
Mentally or physically? What? I mean, it's a weird career that I've got where I go, that sounds like me. That sounds like a thing that could have happened.
Yeah, I'm not with her.
What do you do?
Unemployed, I think they call it.
And she's unemployed. Okay, but was she reaching for another answer there? Go on. How is this? How have I ended up on Mum's Net? What? How? My God, I was going to say nothing. If you're interested, South London, this is why you can't have nice things. Go on. What was that noise you went? Meow. Meow. What? Are you having some sort of identity crisis? What's going on? Hello?
How are you doing?
I'm all right, yeah. Do you like the top, but they didn't have it in your size? So you thought, hello. No, I just wear one that's clearly too tight, not to worry. Oh, hang on. If you look just above them, she's got a face. Christ, it's like a dead heat in a Zeppelin race. What? What's your name, madam?
Mariana,
and what do you do, Mariana? You go to uni. What are you studying?
Interior architecture.
Interior architecture. Oh, right, throw cushions. I'll put not the brightest. Brackets, that won't matter.
Your ma.
It's very unspecific. What about my ma? What, sorry? She's what?
Hey, your dad!
This is... feels like they're being friendly, but they don't know how. I don't know if friendly suits that accent. I mean, it's not South African, it's not that aggressive, but it's not. Are there any South Africans in?
Yeah.
Are there? Fuck it, that is a fucking aggressive accent. That puts you people to shame. Well, because everyone knows that French is the language of love. Afrikaans is the language of serious sexual assault. What's that lovely Afrikaans phrase? Let's not turn this rape into a murder. But you're not far away with, how's your ma? Fucking hell. Are you? That guy, thank you very much for being here, sir. I mean, I appreciate everyone being here, but it sounds like it might be your last night out.
How do you know her name's Raymond?
How do you know it's your daughter? I thought Jeremy Kyle had been taken off air. Everyone in your house got an excellent voice. Fucking central casting.
Why is your face
look
the same
colour
as that screen?
What, sorry?
Why does your face look the same colour as that screen?
Why does my face look the same colour as that screen? I think that might be more of a...
Oh, mate's from Fairfield, sorry.
He's from Fairfield. That's a local reference I'm not privy to, but I imagine he's saying you're inbred. Is he? We can do a quick check. Do you call incest porn, porn? What was that, Nana? What? Come on, I didn't get the reference. I look like, what? Robert Jenrick's love child. Great reference. What? Right, that tosser. Okay. Okay. A bit of good news. It sounds like we've got a time machine working, and there's a lady here from the early 70s. She's using her phone voice. Yes.
I've got a question.
Okay. Sometimes people just ask the question. Rather than the preamble. I'll assume everything's for me, you know. You in the suit with the tie on. Yeah. Go on, what's the question?
How do you feel about Croatia ruining you on Two Birds?
Ruining me?
Yeah, destroying you. Like...
I don't know if you heard the podcast. But I went on and had a chat with my friend.
It was very funny.
Yes. I don't really know what your point is here.
How'd you feel about getting ruined by Bert Kreischer?
I think you're confusing a podcast I did with some friends with a sex dream you've had.
Have you ever stuck a finger up your bum?
Have I ever stuck a finger up my bum? Yeah. That felt like a genuine cry for help. Felt like there's a poor man over there thinking, I really want to put a finger in my bum. I don't know if I should or not. What if I like it? Fucking go for it, man. Live a life. Did I ever try on my girlfriend's knickers? No. But you did. What's the story with the big jazz hands?
Yeah, what's the story with the fucking jazz hands? You think you're on fucking stage in a fucking theater.
Trying to make it theatrical for you, my friend. I don't have to do jazz hands, I can also do that. Hi, the lesbians. Are you a couple?
Yeah.
Oh.
And how long have you been smashing pasties? 10 months.
Oh.
But they mate for life, they'll be all right. And what are your names? Sorry, I didn't get your names.
Jenny and Sarah.
Jenny and Sarah. Jenny and Sarah. So, what do you do? I mean, I know what you scissoring mainly, but what do you do for a living?
I'm a recruiter in a tech company.
A recruiter in a tech company. Okay, and?
I work in admin in a hospital.
Admin in a hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I don't know. Normally, the jobs can tell me who's wearing the strap-on, but I've no idea. You couldn't get a cigarette paper between those two. No idea. Yeah, right. It's a higher level of gaydar where you go, hang on, you're the top. What? Like to take an interest.
1 inch inside your mother, and your father is 1 inch inside of you.
Hang on. This is excellent. I'm 1 inch inside my mother, and my father's 1 inch inside of me. Okay. All right. I would 100% go towards mum, because fucking my mum, all I would get is an ashy dick. What, sorry? I've got my what?
We've got no signal, Jeanette.
You've got no what? You've got no signal. Okay. I'm sorry about the autistic joke earlier, sir.
I've got no signal, not connecting.
No, I get it.
I've got no signal. I've got no signal. I don't get it.
It's not Netflix, I'm here. If you talk, I can hear you. You look annoyed now, like I didn't press the red button. It's gone all fucking interactive, has it? What would I do if I was Prime Minister?
You lower the age of consent, probably.
Would I... I don't like to answer a question with a question, but how did you get into my mind? We wrote a joke on that years ago. We were in the writer's room for 8 out of 10 cats, and Charlie Skelton is a mate of mine, he's a very funny comedy writer, and it was something about the age of consent, and he Googled what the age of consent was in Mexico. 12. Genuinely true. And then immediately, we went, well, that means at some point in a court of law in Mexico, someone has gone, she looked 12 to me.
Do you have any Irish in you?
I believe someone has been sent here from Central Casting. It's I'm what they call a plastic paddy. Right, so we've got Irish passport, Irish parents, but I don't read as Irish, right? I speak and present myself in this way because I was raised and educated in the home counties of England. So it just goes to show what you can do when you apply yourselves. Let me tell you a story about, I was in Dublin once. I recorded one of the Netflix specials in Dublin because it's such a fucking great gig, right? The crowd, they're just there for you. And they're so kind of full of energy. And actually, it was a bit much. I thought, well, it sounds like canned laughter. I've got to take some heat out of this room. So I went on stage in Dublin, and I said, I don't know much about Irish politics. That was pretty much their reaction. I bet you fucking don't.
I said, I don't know much about Irish politics. I just think we should have one island united. And they were like, this is our fucking guy. I said, I just think we should have one island united under British rule.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing my new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because there'll be laughs and it'll be funny and because I laugh funny. Come and see me. Go to jimmycarr.com for details, you know, dates and tickets and all that kind of thing. You know how to buy tickets. Go and buy some tickets.